Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are visiting here at Radio Row at the Conservative Political Action Conference with not only American Illuminati, but also those from, well, down under, deep down under, New Zealand, in
deep
fact.
Deep southern accent.
The deep southern accent of Trevor Loudon, a wonderful guest and friend and comrade in arms, the author of The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, the basis of a new documentary that is about to be unveiled by Trevor of the same name, The Enemies Within. Trevor Loudon, welcome to America, to CPAC 2016, and to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always good to have you with us, my friend.
Oh, look, it's great to be on, Frank. You know, I've had a man crush on you for many years. You know, you've been that hero.
Don't let that get around. Okay?
Yeah, no, get around. But we're on the same page. You know, you've been fighting the internal security battles for decades in this country, and you've never let up. And so, I very much admire you for what you do on that.
Well, thank you. Listen, I very much admire what you're doing to document the magnitude of the problem. And there are various pieces of this, and I know you're going to be getting into them in the book, in the movie, but give us a flavor, and all we can do is just the lightest of touch on this very, very important and complex subject, but a flavor of the degree to which you found evidence of communists, socialists, and progressives inside the United States Congress.
Well, the tagline of the movie will be something like, could your congressman pass an FBI security check? Now, we maintain there's probably at least 100 of them in Congress and maybe 20 in the Senate that wouldn't have a prayer. And that may sound a very surprising number to a lot of people. They might think of someone like Keith Ellison who would have a problem. But we say this, that internal security has really gone by the board inside the U.S. government in the last 15 to 20 years. The FBI, as you well know, Frank, is not allowed to investigate obvious jihadist elements in the government, let alone the more obscure communist elements in the government. So, and as you know, you've got people like Andre Carson serving on the Intelligence Committee, oversees 16 of your intelligence agencies, privy to the most sensitive information in the country, and with the ability to influence where your intelligence agencies look. You know, this is a man with very well-known ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. He's been going to the conventions of Muslim Brotherhood's fronts for many years, works with them, promotes them. You've got Keith Ellison.
Fundraisers for them,
yet he is allowed to serve on the Intelligence Committee.
It's a scandal.
So how could he even work in the post office? How could he clean the toilets at any military base in your country, yet he's allowed to serve on that very sensitive committee? And you've got similar situations in the Armed Services Committee, on the Homeland Security Committee. You've got people like Keith Ellison, for instance, who's one of the top Democrats out of Minnesota. He is the man who helps to determine which Democrats get on which committees. Yet he
also chairman of the Progressive Caucus.
Chairman
in the United
of the Progressive
States House.
Caucus, which was set up by Bernie Sanders, the Institute for Policy Studies, and the Marxists of Democratic Socialists of America.
All pedigreed communist organizations.
There's 80 members of the Progressive Caucus alone. Well, that accounts for almost 80% of the 100 Marxists in your Congress. But the fact is, you know, this man is also very tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood front paid for his pilgrimage to Mecca. You know, he is very, very well connected.
This is Keith Ellison.
Yeah, Keith Ellison. Very well connected to the Communist Party in Minnesota. They phone banked for him. They got him elected. He holds meetings in the, election meetings in the home of the leader of the Minnesota Communist Party. He's even written for the People's World, the Communist Party newspaper.
This is such important material, and I think that most people listening to it would say that's simply unbelievable. Troubling as the hard left is, and the red part of what I call the red-green axis, the fact that we actually have Islamists and sympathizers with the Muslim Brotherhood in positions of influence, not just sadly in the Congress, as you know, but very much deeply burrowed in now in the United States government's executive branch as well. This is truly scandalous, and you've mentioned that the FBI's background investigations couldn't be passed. I'm afraid there's no such thing as an FBI background investigation anymore because, as you know, the Red-Green Axis has essentially taken it down.
Yeah, it's been neutralized. You know, internal security, the United States government has been effectively neutralized. FBI, so high-ranking FBI officers who specialize in training and training other officers about radical Islam, about Muslim Brotherhood, they've been fired from their jobs. Their manuals have been purged. They're really, your security apparatus is blind. And these are the people that are supposed to be protecting your government from penetration. You imagine in World War II, if you'd had allowed Nazi sympathizers to serve on your intelligence committees in those days, how many lives could that have lost? It could have cost you the war. Yeah, you are fighting a war against Islamic radicalism right now. They are killing Americans, and you have their sympathizers serving in the highest bodies of the United States government, in the intelligence bodies, in the armed services committees. This is
specifically amazing. In the agencies of the United States government that are supposed to be the first lines of defense against these sorts of threats, to the point where, as you know, Trevor Loudon, they are in fact now able to essentially dictate what we are allowed to know about them, their operations, their ideology, what we are allowed to say about them, which is less and less all the time, and, of course, what we are allowed to do about them. And as a serious student of the art of subversion, how far gone would you say we are at this point as a result of the cumulative effects of this kind of operation inside our wire?
Well, I'd say you're about as far gone as you can be without being, you're at the edge of the point of no return. Because if the government does not change soon and get serious about internal security, the foxes will indeed be in complete control of the hen house. And that is virtually the situation. You are that close to it now.
Invariably, you'll be criticized, we'll be criticized, for indulging in a kind of McCarthyite critique here. Never mind the facts. Never mind the evidence that you have marshaled that demonstrates the facts. It's nonetheless said that this is guilt by association, or this is making much of nothing, or certainly exaggerating the impact. I would just ask you, as a professional political researcher with a long and distinguished record of documenting such evidence, how would you respond to that charge?
The facts speak for themselves. If you look at the situation today, it's a little bit like the emperor's new clothes, you know. Everybody knows there's something wrong, but most people are so cowed or so intimidated by political correctness that they do not dare to name the obvious. When you've got the President of the United States calling a massacre on Fort Hood workplace violence, you know that political correctness has just gone out of control. When you see the massacres in San Bernardino...
But may I just say, I'm worried that what's happened there, as an example, it's what the Islamists at least would call submission. And the trouble with that is, as you know, Trevor Loudon, it's much worse if, in fact, we are seen by these enemies as submitting to their demands.
Yeah, when there's two times when you do not talk about your enemy. One is when there is no enemy. The other is when they are so dominant you dare not speak against them. And that is the situation today. You've got the media cowed by political correctness. They are buying into this. And you've got your own career government officials who know that they will lose their job if they dare to speak against this. So you've got an issue that is, the security problem is way, way worse than most Americans would even dream of.
Yeah. Well, this is why our conversations with you are so important, and all the work you've done, Trevor Loudon, including most recently The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, and your new film, The Enemies Within. Come back to us again very soon, if you would, Trevor. And
absolutely,
in the meantime,
Frank,
thank you for being in our country,
pleasure,
and helping to raise the alarm about what's happening here. We're going to pause for just a second. We'll be right back with Joe Colangelo. Right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.